From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shereen Seewert. A Wausau-based nonprofit is helping students across Wisconsin explore science, technology, engineering, and math inside a mobile classroom built around space exploration. The DreamFlight USA Foundation STEM Shuttle brings hands-on learning to schools, giving students the chance to work through challenges tied to space, medicine, and problem solving. Sharon Ryan first launched this vision decades ago. As a Wausau elementary school teacher, she joins us today. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Dream Flight Wausau began in 1990 with a discarded yellow school bus that was transformed into a space shuttle. I still remember that vividly. As a classroom teacher at the time, how did that ambitious idea first take shape for you?
As a teacher, I had a couple different ideas, and I always felt that when we taught our lessons, we never gave them a chance to experience it. It's time to put the lessons in the hands of your students and wish them well. I was watching the Super Bowl, actually, that inspired me in a way, because I thought, look at these guys. They're running around like kids. They won the Super Bowl, and they practice, they spring training, and they keep moving on and moving on. And finally, they have this big celebration that they won something. Why can't we celebrate education like that? So I decided, I talked to the students. So I said, what would be a unit you would be interested in? And they said space. And the purpose was to get them on the shuttle. In other words, they're at that age where they're thinking what they would like to be. And the community came together, and we became sixth graders, all of us, for a week, and had a great time. And it wasn't, we were so isolated. And it wasn't schools are here in community, but we all came together. And then the students trained at different occupations. They became news reporters, TV. They were doctors, geologists, meteorologists, technicians. Other students that weren't on the shuttle loved being in the classroom, and we turned all our schools into planets. And they decorated their whole school as a planet. And they trained with travel agents. So they made little brochures and said, welcome to the moon or welcome to Mars, whatever planet it was. And then they had it decorated, and we sat down and they explained to us all the things about that planet. And that's how we learned about our solar system. We would call into the planetarium. There were students there would answer questions. Just everybody became involved. And it was a really neat experience. And then we did that for 10 years.
Then how did things change after that first 10 years?
I was looking to go in a different direction, and the district was looking for a direction, and we parted ways. We just had different ideas, and I wanted to go on to the International Space Station. In the International Space Station, they did all kinds of neat lessons on science, technology, math, and engineering. We went on to involve other schools throughout Wisconsin. We went to the Milwaukee Convention. We got ourselves known there. And we went to the EAA, and we were presenting our space, International Space Station. And then this just developed, and schools started calling. We had our website, and we had other information out, and there was big interest in that. And so we went out, and what we did is we did lessons on science, technology, engineering, and math. And we went on to lessons on the ozone. We went on different types of energy. And one of the latest ones we got is on medicine, because we have science, technology, engineering, and math, but we should have medicine. I was presenting to a school, and there was an elderly gentleman there. And when I was talking about this medicine, he raised his hand. He said, I had that treatment. And when I went in, I had 3 months to live. I now have 30 years to live to see my granddaughter get married. And he explained to them how that medicine worked. It's these kinds of things that the kids were very interested in. And they said, wow, that's really neat. And I said, maybe some of you would like to be doctors, or some of you would like to be, when we did the robotic arm, go into robotics, or engineers, you built this nice arch. And I said, and a lot of them said, I didn't know what an engineer really does. And as a student, they were had a unit on the shuttle. It was a road, and they were building a bridge, and they had to put different weights on, and it had to support the weight. And I was watching a boy, and he was really good. And he would tell the students, move it just a notch, and it was balanced. And at the end, I said, wow, You finished that so fast. I'm amazed. And he said, I really enjoyed this. And I didn't know that this is what engineers do. And I said, yes, when they're testing to make sure it's going to support weight. And then you start with the lowest to move up.
What have you personally watched students discover about themselves during one of these 50-minute missions?
A parent, when we were at the Milwaukee Convention, was there. And she said, you went to my, she said, I would just want to share this. You went to my son's school probably 7 years ago. And he came home, he was entering high school, and said, Mom, you know, I think I know what I'd like to be. And she said, what? He said, an engineer. I did something on that shuttle today, and I really enjoyed it. He went on, she said, to be an engineer. So you're introducing kids at this age to think about what's out there. And don't be afraid. Go ahead and try it. We succeed when our students succeed, and we see them succeeding. Then we know we're doing, getting a job done. That we're doing and inspiring them to go on and make the world a better place.
What do you think it is about space exploration that is such a powerful hook to get these students interested and participating?
There's a mystery about it to them. They can get their hands on so many other things, but this is far away and it's something you wonder about, and that excites them. That's something that is beyond here, and they would like to be a part of that.
The STEM shuttle is celebrating its 20th year, but your overall journey with this concept spans much longer than that. Looking back, is there something that has surprised you about its lasting impact on generations of Wisconsin students?
Yes, right there, that it went that far. I know I when I first did it, I thought I was going to do it for a year. And I was finishing my master's degree, so I thought, hey, here's a way that we can experience learning. And like I said, put it in the hands of your students and wish them well.
Sharon, thank you so much. We're talking about the DreamFlight USA Foundation STEM Shuttle. Really appreciate you talking with us today.
Thank you, and I was happy to be a part of your program.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.